As I am sure you are all well aware, Advent is upon us. The time after Pentecost has run its course, and the liturgical year has hit a reset. Now, I could try my amateurish best to wax eloquent about the season of Advent, but there are many Catholics entirely more qualified than I to do just that. So I will turn it over to the saints, the giants of the faith, for a couple of gems of advice on how we should best prepare for the joyous season of Christmas. First, let us go to a saint who possessed both great wit and supreme intellect. The champion of the church I'm referring to is Saint Bede, also called the Venerable Bede. Born in 672, he is best known for his scriptural commentary and his liturgical history of the English people. But Saint Bede the Venerable has also made commentary and composed prayers concerning the liturgical season we now find ourselves in. It is one of his prayers that I will now share with you. Quote, "Grant us your light, O Lord, so that the darkness of our hearts may wholly pass away, and we may come at last to the light of Christ. For Christ is the morning star, who, when the night of this world has passed, brings to his saints the promised light of life, and opens to them everlasting day. Amen." Unquote. This is a good prayer for Advent, encapsulating the mood of the season perfectly. For as Advent represents the darkness over the earth before the birth of Christ, the light of the world, so does the coming of Christ into our own souls dispel the evil within us. The Venerable Bede is not the only saint to give us useful quotes or prayers for this season, however. Saint Philip Neri was born in 1515 and bears the moniker of the Second Apostle of Rome due to his vast evangelization of the then much corrupted city. He is also famous for his intense love of God and constant cheerfulness. Saint Philip has many quotes that are applicable to Advent, and it is a small but very good one that I'll share with you now. Quote, "A heart filled with joy is more easily made perfect than one that is sad." Unquote. Saint Philip here is referring to the spirit in which we should live throughout all our lives, but particularly during this season of joyful preparation. For even though Advent is a time of penitential expectation, we must not be dour or sullen, but filled with joy and happiness for what is about to take place in just a few short weeks. May you all have a blessed and fruitful Advent, living it joyfully as we all await the coming of Christ, the light of the world, to dispel our darkness. God bless.